Hey, everybody out there in San Marcos and surrounding areas and across the world. This is Rob Roark. I'm here in the studio this afternoon. Happy Earth Day, everyone. It is one of those perfect, gorgeous days that, wait a minute, everybody else is going back to work. Yeah, it's kind of my Monday, kind of my day back here at the station to talk to you about the wonderful things that happened over the weekend, all the stuff we've been doing here, all the things are going on. It's exciting. Downtown San Marcos. I got a chance to get out here just a little bit ago, drive around town a little bit to some of the surrounding areas. And I think that's important too, because there's so many different areas that have, in the last 20 years since I've lived here, have moved and built up. That's 20 years. That's a lifetime for a lot of these kids. And it is the whole different lay of the land, whole different part of the town. You can be part of that, folks. Help us tell the stories. Help us talk about what's going on. Help us get the new music and things that are out there. Come in here to KZSM, LPFM 104.1. We're at 216 North Guadalupe. Come on down. Hey, if you'd like tonight, you can come on out and sit in on the Wiz's show. We have got coming up here in just a few minutes, I've got scheduled in Erin Walter, and her band is from out of Austin. And I'm going to get some of their stuff tuned up here in just a minute. She has not been into the studio. It has just been stuff during COVID that we did some interviews here. And so it's going to be interesting hey, old friends coming back. I love it. KZSM, LPFM, talking about some friends of ours and some music that we've got here into the studio. Reed Davis Sullivan, he was here in on Revolving Door about 2 weeks ago, and this is his latest release, Slow.
I love the way you do your hair when we hit the town on Friday night. A drunken kiss lands on my lips every single time. The way you smile when I brush your hair behind your ear is enough to strike fear in me of losing what I hold dear. I just wanna spin you round and round, chasing forever on a hard never let you go. Hold you in my arms when I dip you low. Taking a night slow. Never been too good to move and all, but with you no other girl matters. Cause to me you're a woman, the love I see in your eyes breaks me down and builds me up like whiskey in a coffee cup. I just wanna spin you round and round, chasing forever on a hardwood floor. Never let you go, I'll hold you in my arms when I dip you low. Cause I'm taking a night slow. Boots on the dance floor, rain on a tin roof, all the things I love, nothing compares to you. I just wanna spin you round and round, chasing forever on a hardwood floor. Never let you go, I'll hold you in my arms when I dip you low. Cause I'm taking a night. Cause we're taking tonight. Slow.
Are here in the studio. Yes, Aaron has come on in from the river. I tell you what, I don't blame you. I would have wanted to stay down there too. If I was swimming with Wendy Colonna in the river today, oh man.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous day out there, but it's wonderful to be here in the studio. It's a beautiful sunny day and talking about music.
Well, the funny thing is that you're not a stranger to this, to the station, but you are a stranger to being in the station. Because we've done a phone interview back during COVID.
That's right. We made it work back then.
And you know, here you are on a beautiful day, Earth Day, great to celebrate today. And but you're heading back up to Austin, and we're going to just get you for a little bit today. And I appreciate you stopping in the studio and working out a schedule stop here for us.
Thank you. My pleasure. So good to be here. Thanks for everything you do to support independent music and the community.
Well, it's that we support each other. You know, that's what I think is important about all of this, is that we have an event, we highlight some of the local folks, we work with everyone, we get the new music on, all those great things, but then we get the support of the artists too as well. And it's a good family to have.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. Community.
So what have you been up to here now with Parker Woodland? What has been going on? Because you guys are going to be having some new stuff for us here, right?
Yes, I can't wait to send it your way. And actually, you've got, I think, a couple singles from the fall since the last time I was here that we'll play later. So we've been up to a lot. This Friday, Parker Woodland is coming to play The Porch for the first time. So we're excited to actually play live in San Marcos for the first time. We are from Austin. We have a new record coming out this year. And I'm working with Andrew Solon on guitar and Carrie Cinquina on drums now. We've been playing together just over a year live. South by Southwest was our first anniversary. as a lineup, and it is just crushing. I'm having the best time. They're amazing. The new music is just life-giving. It's we say emotionally charged anthemic rock. So very dynamic, very fun, but also it's been a place for me to release some of the emotions that came up in the pandemic, as you might imagine.
Well, it gave you that chance at writing, and it was a reset on so many levels for so many people on different ways of looking at things. And of course, we've got to have that new, if you're an artist, you're a writer. You know, some people didn't survive that very well, though. You know, some people that they weren't able to figure out how to redo that afterwards.
Yeah, it was a very, very hard time, and we lost people, and we had to figure out how to go on, how to care for our families. And, I lost a job during the pandemic, and so shifting professionally, but you know, for Parker Woodland, we had started as kind of a garage rock, kind of punky band, and that spirit survives. But in the pandemic, what was more possible was to do more acoustic, or, you know, I would bring my friend Sam Hensley with me, and we would do kind of duo stuff. That worked better live, that worked better in churches and things like that. But now that we're really back out there again to kind of bring that full electric rock experience, is making me so happy, because that's what I wanted to do in the first place. You know, we adapt. But when you can do the thing that is the closest to your heart, that's pretty powerful.
So folks, if you didn't see that little emoji, you know, out of the voice right there, that one that just goes all smiles, right?
That's right.
And little hearts flying off. That's what the expression was that she had here. Just the excitement.
Yeah, it feels good. Thanks, Rob. Yeah, I hadn't thought about it that way. But yes, it's like trying to describe a facial expression through emojis over the radio. I love it.
Hey, we are good at our craft. Yeah, it is. It's different, though. And it's the same kind of thing when you're an artist, though. If you are recording versus if you're live, in that, how are people going to perceive this? How are they going to hear this? Because that's the only, you're not thinking about videos and all of that come later.
Right.
Right.
Well, and for those of you who are guitar buffs, I've learned a lot. I'm a bass player and the lead singer, but I've learned a lot from Andrew on guitar. He's got now 2 amps that he plays through. His pedal situation is mind-blowing. So I don't pretend to be a gearhead, but for those of you who are really into guitar, when you come and see us on Friday at The Porch, come and talk to Andrew about what he's doing, because he's got all these interesting sounds programmed. We're a power trio, but the new record is so full. And so how we convey that sound and that spirit live is a really fun challenge for us that we've been enjoying.
So you're going to be sharing the stage with Tender Wolf on this Friday here at The Porch. And folks, come on down. You know, get out. Listen, there are so many good bands coming through. There is so much. South by Southwest was pent up. everybody is now just going out and getting out, and you have got some great bands that are coming in. Listen, this is you need to get out here and to hear Parker Woodland, and especially with the new lineup. So come on out. But I'll tell you what, let's give everybody a shot of, let me switch my screen. I'm trying to get a couple things going. Let's go on ahead later than we think. Okay, and let's roll that out for everybody, and we'll come back and talk about it and talk about your new stuff.
Thanks, Rob.
I cried when you left, not just because of you, but because I don't know what to do by myself. And I lay in a bed, better to hide here while you're running through my head, better to play dead.
Here in the KZSM studio with you. You know, it's an interesting effect here in the studio where I hear the music, you know, coming from the studio, and then I hear the singer just singing along with this, like just no care in the world. I love it. That's comfortable. You know, and that, it's just such a neat, that always makes for fun interviews for me.
Thank you. Well, I realized I was doing it sort of unconsciously. I love that song so much. And that's off our first EP. It's online and people can find it. We also sell that CD at our shows and on our Bandcamp, but it's a song that's really close to my heart. I wrote it partly about losing my dad, unexpectedly to a heart attack when I was in my early 20s, but also it has like a buoyancy to it that I love, that kind of came out in the recording process. You know, you and I were talking when we were off the air a little bit about the recording process, and that's a lot of fun. I don't know if I've said this to you before, Rob, but one of my favorite things that I've heard is cry when you write, dance when you produce. And that song is...
I have not heard that.
I know. Like, isn't that funny? It's like, let your emotions out, but then maybe make the record somehow more fun. And that, you know, that comes out in different ways. But Later Than We Think is an example of that, because it's a song about loss, but it also, you can dance to it.
Yeah. Well, and this is one of the ones that I remember we were playing during the pandemic. Yeah. And it just had that resonance, you know, because we all lost people.
Yeah.
You know, and more than that, we all had life changes. You know, like you, I had a 14 years in my career, there you go, and it has changed. It opened up this for me, though, where I'm at right now. It's taken a long time. It's a hard road to get here, but we're here. And so that's the thing, though, that it's later than you think, folks. Keep in mind that things change very quickly. And that's it's not just about life and death, but it's about, you know, you can get comfortable. Don't. Because, and part of it is, embrace those new things that are happening. And, look, you're coming in here today smiling and, everything else. You've gotten past these things.
Right, yeah. Right. Well, and the interesting thing about songs is you can write them thinking about one thing, and then they can take shape and become about so many other things. And normally, I don't even like to say too much about what it's about for me, because I love to hear what it's about for other people. And of course, Later Than You Think is about a lot of things. Like you said, you know, not getting too comfortable, seizing the moment. Things can change quickly. And of course, loving yourself, which is a big part of my message and everything that we do. I think that's important.
I like that, loving yourself. And I guess it's not... It's a message, right, that you're wanting for people, and that's important. Why is that important?
That's a great question. Well, it's no secret that in addition to my music, I'm a Unitarian Universalist minister, and I lead the State Justice Network for Unitarian Universalists, and there's a congregation here in San Marcos. I'm hoping to see some of them at the show at the Porch on Friday. But that work, that justice...
Good plug.
Thank you. I really am. They put it in the newsletter and everything. but that call for justice is about love for everyone. And with it being Earth Day, not just love for all people, but love for the planet, love for all living things. And so one of the songs that's on our new record that's going to come out later this year is called The Reckoning. And it's about... reckoning with how we treat the planet. So I promise you I'll come back when that song is ready to be released, and we'll play it here for sure. But my music, it's rock and roll, and it comes from a place of love and wanting the best for everyone and hoping that it reaches people in a place in their heart where they need it.
And then, I don't know, it's the empowerment that out of that I see out of the message. Okay, so much
Thank
of the
you.
Time... So much of the time it's that you're over there, I'm over here. The music is kind of a background. We're going to kind of lead you. But what you're doing is a very simple message here, is that, you know, respect yourself. Right. You know, I know Aretha said that before.
Oh, we did. My girlfriends and I grew up in Austin, and we did a lip sync dance routine to Respect by Aretha Franklin for the 8th grade talent show that still lives in infamy. So
it is
it
a memory
awesome.
That came up right now.
Right?
See, I just plucked that memory out, and that's
music is powerful that
it
way.
Is. It is. I tell people that it is wired in our brain. That's why a lot of I have people come in here and they want to look at the visuals and everything. I said, no, this is about you and a microphone. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at you. I'm seeing you. But we're talking out there. People are hearing this conversation, but it is between us and sharing this around. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's not necessarily You know, you could sit out there, but I don't want you to sit out there. I want you engaged.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the whole reason that I'm here. Mm-hmm. It's the same as you. You have a message that you're trying to get across. And if we put that down, boil it down, you know, for me, it is the community is that I want the community engaged. You know, and if you're saying this, you know, it is about you and, you know, you're beautiful.
Rob, right? Thank you so much. I mean, for you to receive that those messages of community and empowerment from the music really means a lot to me, because that is what Parker Woodland is about. We named the band after the neighborhood that we all came from, Parker Lane and Woodland Avenue in Southeast Austin. And even from that conscious choice, because we were all neighbors, the ethic of the band has remained, even as the band has changed lineup, grown our sound, evolved our songwriting and our craft. But that ethic of community has stayed. And so it makes me so happy that it's reaching you. And I'll also say, I love all kinds of music. You know, I grew up playing classical. My dad was really into outlaw country and old school country. Mm. My mom had all the Beatle records that we would, you know, sit around and listen. You know, I like metal. I like all kinds of music, Latin, Afro beats, all of it. And there is definitely a lot of background music out there, right? Like music that's written to kind of be in the background.
Sure.
And so for you to understand that our music is not written that way, it's written to really engage people. I love that. Thank you.
Okay. Well, see, we're hitting on all fronts today. But let's see here. Let's go just real quick, and then I'm going to go into one of your other songs here.
Cool.
Well, we're going to do one of the new ones.
Yes.
And we'll talk about that in just a second. But South by Southwest. I talked about that earlier.
Yeah.
And you kind of lit up and we set off mic here a minute ago. Yeah, let's circle back and talk a little bit more because you had some fun time up there.
We did. Thank you for remembering that. Well, I will say I grew up with South by back when it was just a little thing where you would get your wristband for $15 at HEB. So it really was a dream to be South by Southwest official artist this year. The previous year, Parker Woodland had debuted our new lineup at the Parlor, which is this cherished kind of punk rock pizza parlor in Austin, which plug for the Parlor, they're struggling financially and can use all the support. There's a GoFundMe out there. There's a bunch of shows. We love the Parlor, really want to save the Parlor. And it meant a lot for us a year later to be on one of the biggest stages at South By. We played Rock the Shores. We also played the Chicken Ranch Records Day Party. We played a queer backyard party for our friends in that scene that So it was just, we had a really wonderful South by Southwest. We also
who was the one person that you met?
Ooh.
That just, and it doesn't have to be anybody famous.
Sure, sure, sure.
But that you just connected with, that it's like, wow, this is only at South by Southwest.
Well, you know, gosh, that's great. Well, we played our big show was with the Waco Brothers.
Right.
And they're out of England. And so I think that's right. And so there were people, you know, that we never, they're fans and they're folks that, it's the guy from the Mekons, John Langford, I think is his name. Gosh, I'm tired. It's all that sunshine at the river. Anyway, so that was cool to meet those folks. But also, just last night, I was out with some friends from this local label, Flack Records, and this guy, who's a producer, was playing Mike Stewart, and he worked with Poi Dog Pondering. He worked with a lot of great bands, and I just put out my hand last night to say hi. And he goes, remember we talked at South by Southwest? I wanted to work with you guys. And I was like, oh yeah, I didn't recognize you. Cause last night he was wearing like a red top hat and this like red jumpsuit, you know? So, anyway, it's just amazing how the threads of life continue to weave, and South by is part of that.
Yeah, that's why we're part of it here, too. It Absolutely. Happens. It is amazing, though, when those things happen. I don't know. I get this. I tell everybody that there's stuff happening around here, and I can't explain it in a lot of ways, but it's good. I mean, like, I'm talking about it right now, and my hair's standing up. Okay,
yeah,
it's that
it.
Feeling, okay, yeah. that you get. Then it's like, wow, wait a minute. This is supposed to be happening right now.
Yeah.
You know, I love this. I had someone reach out to me here locally that I've worked with the home project, and to get people back after they've been homeless, getting them into an apartment, but also getting them furniture and getting them and helping them with the assistance to make sure they stay there and they keep going.
Wow.
And so they work with veterans, and she's got an event going on here at the end of May, on the 25th, here at the Tantra. Coffee House. Tantra's open again, and if you haven't gone by Tantra, it's beautiful.
Cool.
Over there, and they've got everything looks like it used to, and except now they've got alcohol and beer and everything else. But she needed the band had canceled out, and I just reached out to one of the first people I thought of, text border. Hey, yeah, you know, over there, and because they were looking for something kind of country, and I said, come on. And so he loves veterans. We're getting some. Just hey. I love it just when she reached out, I got somebody connected within like that. We've got those connections. And that's building community. That's what we're doing through music.
Absolutely. And it's magic how that works. And it's things can happen quickly, but it's a magic quickness that is built on years and years of relationships and community and being here. So that's pretty cool.
Well, I've got let's go on back here, Aaron. Let me get some music going for everybody real quick, because if not, I'm going to run you out of time here, and I want to get these in. I got True Love Will Find You in the End queued up here, and this is one of the new ones, right?
It is. It's a Daniel Johnston cover done in the style of Parker Woodland, and in fact, our own style has even evolved, which I won't spoil it, but we're going to be playing it on Friday in quite the rock and roll way, and this is a little bit of a hybrid from the acoustic version of Parker Woodland to the rock version. So
we'll take
you on a journey.
Come on out this Friday at the Porch, Parker Woodland. Here you go. We're premiering this one for you here.
Was your
back with you here in the KZSM studios. I've got Erin Walter is here with me from Parker Woodland, and she is out just fresh, you know, kind of still a little damp, actually, I think is the... That's not a nice
from
thing
the river,
say.
Friends. From the river. Yes. You can't come to San Marcos without getting in the glorious, glorious waters.
Yes, to bathe in the healing waters. And on a day like today, happy Earth Day to everyone out there.
Yes.
As a reminder, folks, okay, you know, yes, it's nice. Do something. You know, think about what are you going to do to keep things going. All right. You know, beyond today, just saying happy Earth Day and appreciating this nice day. What are you going to do every day of your life now to make that difference mm-hmm. for the Earth or for others? Is it maybe going out front and picking up a piece of trash? Not, you know, not walking past and saying, oh, that's someone else's responsibility.
Right.
No, it's our responsibility. And your music talks about this, right? And we've got one of the tracks coming up that's off your new album. Talks about this being responsible and social justice, you know, those mm-hmm. kind of things, right?
Thank you. Yes, I Am Willing is actually, we released as a single, and we laugh about it. If you release two songs together as a single, is it a double? Is it a, what is it? but so back in the fall, we put out the song you just heard, True Love Will Find You in the End, and then I Am Willing. And that's a song that is about the commitment to the planet, to the ancestors, our hopes for our children and for the future. And that one was originally recorded by Holly Neer, who, like me, is you know, an activist musician. And we wanted to put our spin on that one. That's a song that Unitarian Universalists in the justice world, we've sung it in the rotunda of the Capitol when we go for our Legislative Action Day. I've sung it, you know, while people are in line to vote.
No, wait a minute. Legislative Action Day. I don't want to let people's eyes glaze over.
Okay.
Because those are important to me. Okay.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
This is, okay. So people, those of you that hear me on every Friday night on the radio here, you know, that we, the people that you make a difference, it is through legislation. Okay, and
yeah.
It is not through, oh, I voted for someone. It's reminding them that you voted for them and how you feel. So what are a couple of things, real quick? I'm sorry, I
sure.
sidetracked you there.
Not
but
at all.
What are a couple of the things that in the legislative day that you are pushing for?
Well, sure. So the Texas UU Justice Ministry, of which I'm the executive director, we show up every legislative session in full force to do what you're talking about. It's not just voting, it's holding our elected officials accountable to our values, right? And whether you voted for that person or not, they're supposed to represent all Texans.
Yes.
So we're showing up for LGBTQ rights, for racial justice, for public schools, for immigrant rights, and gosh, there were so many things to fight yeah. for in the legislature.
I laughed, okay.
But it was
I know
hard.
You weren't prepared for me
no.
to put that hat
oh,
on
I'm
you.
Prepared. I'm prepared. I just live and breathe it. And I wonder, I'm like, for your poor listeners, it's a lot. But we were very proud to have defeated 95% of the anti-LGBTQ bills with our coalition. And we continue to work in the courts of public opinion, on those ones that made it through the cracks. I'm really, really proud right now that the bill that passed that would have made it possible for chaplains to replace public school counselors, that passed, but our grassroots work at the local level, and this is important for San Marcos listeners and everyone, at the local level, none of the school boards voted to do it. So sometimes your state might pass a bad law, but your local grassroots organizing can make a big difference as to whether something is implemented or not. So I also want to put that plug for your listeners. Like, stay involved at the local level. It's so important.
All right. High five. High five. There you
all
go.
Right, all right.
There you go.
Yeah. And so for me, though, the music is what sustains me and vice versa, right? Like, you can't just grind in all this.
Yeah.
Political work or justice work, it's so important, but you need your joy practices. And I know we're going to hear, I have a theme song about that later, but but I Am Willing is one of those songs that I turn to as a commitment to not give up hope and to always stay in it.
All right. I Am Willing here for you on KCSM LPFM 104.1, San Marcos, Texas. Yes, the band is Parker Woodland, the lead singer here. Aaron is here talking to us about being out here at the porch. Folks, come on out this Friday night. Come on out and check them out. And hey, this is the music you're going to be hearing. Here in the studio. I like that one is a nice, more melodic at the end. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's that inspiration that you were looking for from your message.
Thank you. Yeah.
For everyone.
I was just looking at your display over here that says music can change the world. And
that is one of our favorite ones. Well, that has been with us for a while and it moves around, but it is part of the studio.
Cool.
And it is. It's one of our, you know, we have our mission statement that we all know, which is to, that we are here to enlighten, engage, and entertain our community with locally generated programming.
Cool.
Okay. So I know that. But it's also a lot of that, yes, we truly believe music can change the world.
Yeah. Well, and that's what we were talking about before. The things that you do locally can change the world. They really can.
Yeah. And I think that's that engagement. That is that, I think, what you and I both are believing here. Well, we do believe, and that we kind of try to get out in different ways to people, is take responsibility You know, it goes back to what I was saying about just pick up that trash. Don't rely on that for someone else. And guess what? You've got a happy Earth Day. You've changed a habit. You show your kids. You show someone else. Right? It's that. Those are the kind of things that you know we can do. And if music can do that, heck yeah.
Well, and it matters what you do. And I think the thing for people to know, and especially in these shows, when a band comes to a new town, this is our first time playing in San Marcos, like every person that shows up, it matters. That chance to meet them, hear their story, for them to hear our music, maybe something sparks in them. I can't say enough about how much I love meeting people when we go on tour. Last weekend we were in Bryan, College Station, and then we played San Antonio. So, yeah, I think...
Where'd you play in San Antonio?
Paper Tiger.
Yes, Paper Tiger is... the heavy metal bands are playing down there. Yeah. I'm hearing a lot of different folks. And so what did you like the venue?
Oh, I love it. I love it. That was our first time. This is Parker Woodland's first mini tour. So just getting out there and playing new places. But yeah, I had seen one of my favorite bands Against Me at Paper Tiger a few years ago. So I knew it was going to be one of my favorite spots. Yeah.
Neat. And so, but now we got the porch. We got San Marcos coming up this Friday night. And you've got opening for you is Tender Wolf. Now, have you seen them before?
Well, I've been following them. They're friends of ours, and I've seen the other bands that the various band members are in, but I think this is my first time I'm going to get to see them, so I'm extra excited.
Okay.
Really, like, thoughtful, catchy pop music, but indie, of course, and also coming from Austin. So I think it's going to be a really fun time.
Well, do me a favor. See if you can get, because I'm going to play some of these songs here are going to be played this next Wednesday night on It's What's New.
Cool.
We do that. You send us in your MP3 or your WAV file to KZSMSanMarcos@gmail.com. Make sure that it's a radio edit, radio friendly, and we will go on ahead and play that for you. Okay,
yeah.
It's that easy. And so we like to promote what shows are coming up and everything. So we'll be trying to see if we can get something and we'll get that on. But you guys are going to be played on Wednesday nights here because we're going to be talking about this. So
awesome. I love it. Yeah, I'll get Jillian and Chris and Phil from Tenderwolf and we'll make sure that they send you some stuff.
Send it and we'll get it on. It's that easy.
Well, I mean, supporting indie music is pretty darn cool.
Well, and so the indie music scene in Austin, is it changing coming out of COVID, you know, with clubs, people getting back out? I mean, it's and tastes change every 5 years. Okay, you know, I see the trends, you know, because part of it is I'm in a college town and those that graduate every 4 to 5 years, but I do see that in general.
Oh, that's interesting to think about that with a college town, right? And Austin used to be a smaller college town type place, and it's still got that at the core, but it's so much bigger now. I mean, I think it's always been a challenge to be a working artist. We at Parker Woodland try a lot of different things to support our work. I mean, just making a record, easily you can spend $10,000 just to do something, you know, basic, right? So we have a Patreon, we have an album fund that our friends and family have supported, we play shows, you know, we have shirts if you go online, all that stuff. So it's the same as it's always been.
And where
been.
Do they go online for
oh, good
Parker
question.
Wooden?
Thank you, Rob. ParkerWoodland.com is our website. And if you go on our Instagram, which is at Parker Woodland Band, you'll see a link to our Link Pop, and that link will take you to our merch, the articles about us and the media and things like that. So Instagram or ParkerWoodland.com. We're also on Bandcamp. That's a great way to support. Patreon. I mean, it takes a lot. It's a lot of work.
Yes.
You know, I was out at a show the other night for a reunion of the Electric Lounge in Austin, which was a big club in the 90s. And it was so fun to see everybody. It was like a, you know, high school reunion for rock and roll. And so many people had really nice things to say to me about the band and how well it's going. And then one of my friends said, I know it's so much work. And that meant a lot to me to have somebody acknowledge that. So anyway, all of that is to say, coming out of the pandemic, it is hard. And it's always probably been hard, but it's always worth it because getting to make this art and share it with the world is the best thing ever.
There's so many different ways. Okay, you talk about Patreon. You talk about, Okay, so it used to be that whole concept of, oh yeah, I'll go out and I'll make it big. It's not going to be on the music. It is on merchandise. It is on all of these other ways, and you constantly, it's a lot of work. It's not just you singing. Not just you playing your music. It is all of the hustling that you've got to do. The scheduling. How do you get your song on the radio? I mean, this is kind of what I deal with It's What's New. I found that, wow, there's a little service that we've got, because I have these people that I see something on Facebook. It comes up on my feed. So I go ahead and type them out this little message. Hey, send us your MP3. Send us your WAV file. We'll get you on the air. And everyone's like, wow, how do we do this with other radio stations? I don't know. That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
You know, no, I mean, we each do what we can.
Yeah, that relationship with each station. And if you have a lot of money, you can hire someone to do a campaign for you. But for most of us, you know, as artists, we're just building those relationships over time, reaching out. You and I connected with you in the pandemic, as I did with a lot of stations. I had a little more free time then.
Yes.
And so now I, you know, life is pretty hustle and bustle again. But going back to those relationships is really gratifying.
Well, Aaron, thank you for coming in today, and look forward to seeing you and the band and your new lineup here at the Porch on this Friday night.
Oh, I can't wait for you to hear it. I'm like a fan of my own bandmates. Andrew and Carrie are just incredible, and the things that they've done to elevate the production and the songwriting and the arrangements, like Parker Woodland has really grown thanks to them, and so I'm excited to play the new song.
And see if you can make it out here this Sunday from 3 until 8 out at the Rail House in Kyle, Texas. And your friend Wendy Colonna, who you were with, is going to be out there. And we're going to have a whole bunch of folks. Just come on out, folks. I know White Label Analog was here last Thursday at the Kissing Alley. Man, they put on a show.
That's cool. I'm holding the poster, so I'll shout out some of my fellow indie artists here. In addition to Wendy, I see Melissa Engelman, Heather Bishop, and Danny G, Scott Collins, who I just love, Richard Watson. It looks like it's going to be a total blast.
It is. And special thanks to Carol, Friday Night with Care, for putting all this together and bringing in. These are a lot of her friends. Same thing, that she has got this personal relationship that she's developed. We've been here at the station now going on. This is our eighth season, you know, that we've been doing this.
Wow.
And it's all of us are volunteers, you know, and building this up and building this relationship. And it's the same kind of thing. It's a lot of work. And so I appreciate that to Carol and to, you know, for doing all of the work and the relationship with these bands to be able to put all of them on a poster. I love it, you know, and that, and for you to come in and say, yeah, I was over here swimming with Wendy. I love
it. It's a small world after all, especially in rock and roll.
Well, thank you for coming in today, and don't be a stranger. We'll get you back in again, but I know with the schedules and everything, I know how that can be. But let's finish up. Now, this is your theme song. You want to say anything as we go out on this?
Absolutely. So number one, this is off the debut EP that came out in 2021. So The World's on Fire and We Still Fall in Love. It's about everything you've heard me talking about, that there's difficulties in the world, there's injustice that we need to face, and love, beauty, community, all of that is still there for us. So we actually recorded a new rendition of this song on the album that's coming out. The siren's going past us, but
I know.
so you get to hear the original version right now, and then follow Parker Woodland online, on Spotify, on YouTube, all those places, and you'll be the first to hear the new version pretty soon.
So, folks, the sound effects there were not anything planned. I was cracking up on this one. So here is The World's on Fire. Yes, they're off to, hopefully, no fires that they're headed off to. Thanks for coming in tonight. And make sure you get out and see Aaron, Walter, and the Parker Woodland is going to be out here at the Porch this next Friday night. So here in San Marcos. Check it out, folks.
Thanks, Rob.
Your fault if you trust. You're listening to KZSM 104.1 FM and live streaming at KZSM.org.